knows what he's doing. It's been 6 months ago that you told me, I guess, brother, that you hope it didn't offend me if the church was considering me as pastor. Greatest compliment that I'd had in the last 35 years. I haven't pastored a church in 35 years. I have preached and pastored people at Valley Baptist Church. Every Sunday school teacher, every discipleship teacher is a pastor. They've got probably 300 pastors in that church. The main pastors don't do these things. They do the administration and everything. The pastors, I've been pastoring, but not to the extent that I am now. Brother Ray, I can't think of a person I'd rather pastor with than you. And Vincent and Carol. This is a great honor. A great honor. I preached a sermon in Fish Lake Valley that the election and calling of God are irrevocable. The election and calling of God are irrevocable. When he calls you to preach, he calls you to preach. Mm-hmm. If you can't preach, you're miserable. If you can't preach the truth, you're even more miserable. Mm-hmm. That's the most miserable thing you can think of when you're held back from preaching the truth. I never have I? You ever hear me not preach the truth?
No.
I preach the truth. Even when I know it's been rejected. You go back and you listen to them sermons in Fish Lake Valley and find the opposition that I had there. I've always had opposition. I just did not want to be vulnerable again. And the Lord made me fix my want to. I can guarantee you that he fixed my want to. I don't care anymore. I don't have to please anybody except the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's the one I have to please. I please him with his word. And I thank you so much from the bottom of my soul and my spirit. See, that's not fleshly. From the bottom of my soul and spirit, I thank you for this call. I am honored beyond measure. Beyond measure. I will do the best job that I can possibly do. I'm dying with cancer. The numbers are bad. But everybody's dying anyway. So what? You may as well be doing something good while you're here. Do something eternal. Mm-hmm. As I've said for the last 30 years, go out and do something eternal when I turn people loose. Moreover, we know that the ones loving habitually the God, all things, are called to work together. Ace agathon, unto the good. That's good. That's not kalos. That's spiritual good. We are God's tools in this world. We are God's living epistles to this world, aren't we? I don't know what. I mean, I know all kinds of plans that I had. I was going to slow down a little bit and do this. I preached 250 sermons this year, and that's more I've preached since 1980s so far, and the year's not over. Been preaching at home, preaching in Fish Lake Valley, preaching everywhere. Everywhere I had a chance to preach, I just felt like I'm going to run across the finish line. I'm going to try to. I don't know how long I got left. I should be going to this cancer doctor. I haven't gone to him for 6 months. I know what he's going to tell me. We need to treat you, and I'm going to tell him, just let me be. You know, just tell me the numbers, and I know where I am then, and where all things are going. My heart's bothering me today. It was just bothering me a lot because of the anxiety of this. I mean, this is tremendous anxiety. I don't know what's going to happen. People are calling me, coming by my house constantly. We want to go follow you. We want to see you. And I'm not trying to get them to come. I'm not trying to get them to do this. That's God's business. I preach God's word, and whatever the Lord does with it, he does it. I can't do anything with it. I have no power at all except for speaking God's word. Preach the word. I remember Brother Hoyt Chastain. You want to build churches, preach, 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 preach. New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, I went into that place when that building was an absolute rat's nest. You don't know what it looked like.
Nope.
You don't know what it looked like. It was a mess, moldy, little old worn out theater seats and everything. It was comfortable, all right, you know. But boy, did we do things. Had 7 people originally. Those 7 people haunted me all through my ministry. All the good ones, the new ones, is what mattered after that. That's the ones that God built with. You know what I'm talking about. You were there.
Yes, sir.
I'm not telling you anything. You were there. You saw people hound me and oppose me constantly.
Yep.
Saw my best friends cut my throat and turn their back against me. That's hard. It seemed like when I had a best friend, they always turned against me. So maybe I shouldn't have best friends.
Yeah, well.
But Brother Ray, you've been my best friend, at least for the last year. And I remember when I led you to the Lord by the action of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. I loved you all these years. I never quit loving you. You boys, I loved them. Carol, I loved you people. I never quit loving you. Not 1 minute. Of all those years. Not 1 minute. I was going to be alone the rest of my life until Marilyn came along. She kept praying. See, this is the ways of God. You know the ways of God? The ways of God are deeper than the deepest ocean, higher than the highest heaven. And she would pray in all her life. She liked Indians. Well, you got one. She wanted cowboys. Well, that's what I was. She wanted somebody who knew a little bit about the Bible, teach her a little bit about the Bible. And my daughter kept telling me, Dada, I want a mama. I remember one time out there in Valley Acres, the ways of God. She got up in my lap, about 4 years old. She said, Dad, Dada, I really have tried to get you a wife. But it just hasn't worked. It hadn't worked. I give up. I was happy. The happiest I ever was in Fish Lake Valley when I was single. Man, I did what I wanted to. Mm-hmm. I went where I wanted to. I can handle that real good. Mm-hmm. But along came Marilyn. My friend out there, which was one of my best friends. I was sure best friend to him, wasn't I, Marilyn?
Yeah.
Or Robert. I was taking care of him and doing all kinds of stuff when I didn't have it.
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah, and you were too. I went out there and he set me up. He said, there's a rich woman out here. She'd never been married before, and her teeth are really hers. She has no false teeth. And she's telling me all this kind of stuff. And she's got a lot of money and 2,000 acres and all this stuff. I said, I'm not interested, not interested, not interested. So I go out there and visit them. I look out there. I said, there's no 2,000 acres out here. What I see is upside down. This place does not make a living. Some millionaire is going to have to take care of it. Well, she's got plenty of money, you know, like this. And anyway, I didn't want to meet her. She goes to church with you. That's what he told me. God's ways. And so Dakota, I mean, we went out there one day, and I drove out there. Robert wanted me to work on his wild Mustang mare. He said, I know you can tell me what's wrong with this mare. So in the meanwhile, he tells her that I'm coming to meet her. I'm set up. I've been set up. So I go out there, and I said, let's go down. There are horses down there, and you can meet Marilyn. I said, I don't want to meet Marilyn. Oh, that living room's so big, they got 2 televisions in it. He's telling me all this. I said, I'm not interested, Robert. I'm not interested. I said, I see work here. All I see is work. Lots of work. That's all. And I don't have time for all of this. Anyway, we went out there, and Marilyn came out there to meet me, and she's pretty shy, and I wouldn't even look up at her, would I?
No.
I wouldn't even look at her. I didn't want to look at her.
You just looked at the ground.
And I didn't want any of this. And I was kind of, I didn't know I was tricked until she told me later that Robert told her I was coming. Anyway, so I gave her my card, and I said, if you want to talk to somebody sometime, I'll talk to you. And I got a class I'm teaching at Valley Baptist Church. You can come. Well, it wasn't too long. She called me. And then Dakota got sick, and I couldn't take her to church. And I asked Marilyn. She had ear infections really bad. This was leftover. She was dying up there in Fish Lake Valley. Anyway, so Marilyn took care of her for me. Marilyn started coming to my classes. And then Dakota, I pick her up one day, and she said, Dada, can I call Marilyn Mama? And then I went out there again and picked Dakota up when she was still having trouble because they wanted me to bring her to church if she was sick. I went out there. Marilyn ran up in front of me and she said, can I kiss you a little bit?
That was after a long conversation.
And I didn't know what to tell her. Woman's never been kissed before. She never had a boyfriend before. What am I going to do to this woman? Well, if I kiss her, what am I going to be in for? Well, I let her kiss me.
$1 million kiss.
And then she asked me if we could be engaged. And Dakota wanted to be her mama. Well, Dakota was really happy, and Marilyn was really happy, and I was really flabbergasted. Because, boy, here's a lot of stuff. I'm flabbergasted tonight. This is a marriage. This is a marriage. I told her, well, I made her a ring for her, and she had it on her right hand. I said, well, just put that one on your left hand then. See, nobody had ever done anything for her except use her in her whole life. And she told me I needed somebody to protect me. That's what she told me, wasn't it? I don't know what in the world she's talking about. Then I come find out her cousin's trying to kill her. Now all of them trying to take everything she's got, and she don't have anything. The investors are ripping her off and stealing her blind. Everything she's got is invested in shaky deals. And I'm telling her, don't do this, don't do this. And she's like, no. Finally, it was all gone, wasn't it, Marilyn?
Yeah.
Because we didn't take it out of those things. It's all gone. They got it all, and they started trying to kill us. This is not nice to be on the other side of a bullet.
No,
no. I'm telling you. Watching our backs all the time because of people that wanted what she had, and they didn't know what she didn't have. I was supporting it all of that time. It took us, we sold a lot of things, is it stay there. We know, moreover, that the ones loving the God, all things works together for the good. The ways of God. Weird things. When I met you again, brother, the secretary called me and said, see if you can do something with this deal here. This guy's asking for you. They've called me every now and then. You know, somebody calls from way off yonder out in Timbuktu wanting to be saved or something. And here I called Brother Ray and I said, and I knew your voice. I never forgot your voice, brother. I said, this is Jim Phillips. He said, who? I said, Jim Phillips. We talked for, what, 3 or 4 hours?
A long time.
Long time. It was the greatest day of my life. That's one of the great days. This is one of the pinnacles of my whole life. Mm. Right there that day. Because I had fellowship with somebody, and the next day you came to my house. And I gave you everything I could throw at you.
For sure. That should have run a truck.
Yeah. 2 trucks. It excites me when I see people want to learn. It thrills me. It's like saying sick 'em to a dog. Because I get with it. Sharon's watched me for the last 6 years. People come in, and when they want to learn, I just fall in love with them. I just... follow Roger. These people. It was hard for me to give up and come here, people. I'm telling you. But I never from one minute that I not believe that God wanted me here. Never. Because I had prayed. You pray for something, guess what? Marilyn, you prayed. She prayed one night. She got in there, laying in her little bed, and there said, God, I want somebody in my life. I am dying. I'm getting old. You better do something real soon.
I said, I'm at the end of the world.
Dakota's sitting in my lap and says, Daddy, I give up. And I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of girls chasing me at Valley Baptist Church, and you know that, Marilyn. My whole Sunday school class was full of them.
Yeah.
And old John Shirley used to say, he says, what in the world do you use to keep these women off of you? He said, you just do this. You just back off. You just, he said, they are just like bees on honey. You know, like you're single. He said, we got 10 single women to one single man. And most of the single men here aren't worth a flip. And they want a teacher. You know. So, and then after I married Marilyn, several of them come up to me and said, what did she do that we didn't do? And I said one thing, I wasn't afraid of her. I figured she would appreciate me because everybody else had always harmed her in her life. She had been abused all of her life. All of her life she had been abused. And that's what I said. God is able to cause all things to work together. Ace agathon. Extension, limitation of thought or verbal action. That's what that ace means. Everything forward and backwards. Has my life been easy? Has your life been easy? I tell you what, it's just me. I've walked through hell all of my life. It seemed like. Through terrible things in my life. And it's still happening all the time. I never know where the devil's going to show up next. Be just boom, boom, boom on all sides sometimes, forward, backwards, and every which direction.
Yep.
You know, somebody's trying to steal the website again. Is that website more valuable?
It is.
All it ever do, I never made any money. All it ever did cost me money. But people are learning all over the world. Everywhere. Pastors are learning. Everywhere. For the good, yes. Why do I have to go through all this baloney? I don't know. The devil's bothering me. He's there. He's not ever going to put his ugly head down. Matthew 16:18. I say unto you, you are Petros. And the Lord's talking to his church and to Peter. He says, you're Petros, the little stone. But upon this gigantic foundational stone, I shall be building my church. That's Jesus, not Peter. And the gates of hell shall not wrestle her down, but have the gates of hell tried. Forever. They've tried. They tried.
Worse than we're in.
A little church on Quantico is still here. It's still here today. You're part of it. You're the nucleus of it. You are what it was. I gave 10 years of my life for that church. I gave 10 years of my life for it. It went from 7 to 300. I don't know how many were attending. I don't know how many members we had. We had over 200 members, I'm sure. But, and boy, the last 2 years of that life there was absolutely hell on earth to me. But God was blessing. People were being saved, baptized just right and left. And I knew that God was taking care of it, that he was causing all things to work for the good of him, even though I was going through misery. In Fish Lake Valley, I went through misery. But there's a church there. In Valley Acres, I went through misery. At Valley Baptist Church, there's people there that know the truth from A to Z, theologically. I left a bunch of them. I put teachers out in the mission field all over the place with that ministry that God gave me there, and it was the Holy Spirit doing it, not me. All I did was preach. Thousands of times. I think I preached somewhere around 3,000 to 3,500 messages at Valley Baptist Church. 7,000 plus in my life. Every one of them I did for the Lord. There was not one of them for me. That's for him.
Yeah.
It's for his word. It's him. I'm nothing. I'm not worthy. I am not. Marilyn doesn't understand my humility. She just never has, but I know who I am. We're not worthy. She's not worthy. Nobody's worthy. But God uses us. And he's able to cause to use something good in what we do, not what we are, to do it. Unto the good, to the ones foreordained. placed before, foreordained. There are mainly two elections in the Bible, election of Israel and election of the church. Are you part of that church? Are you part of it? Baptism is extremely important, isn't it? No one unbaptized with scriptural baptism is in New Testament covenant relationship with Jesus Christ outside of the New Testament church. Right. They're not in it. They may get saved, and thank God for salvation of anybody in a Presbyterian church, a Methodist church, Pentecostal church, any place, anywhere. I thank God for salvation. I even thank God for some Catholics that get saved occasionally. I had Catholics come to my classes at Valley Baptist Church. I had one old boy in my class for about 6 years. You know what he did? He said, I'm going back to the Catholic Church. I'm going to convert the priest, number one. I had a woman that was real interested in me when in the early days at Valley Baptist Church. She was just, well, they were always trying to get me a date with some girl. They didn't know that I didn't want one. Did not want one. Didn't need one. Too much trouble. Too much trouble. And so they had this dating game thing. I went to all the single thing because I was a single Sunday school teacher, and I went to this dating thing. It was a thing they did, and you got up there, and I didn't want to be up there, but they got up there, and they started like doing a game show host, and they called me up there on the stage. Yay! You know, I didn't want to be there. Didn't want any part of it. I just wanted to just be back in the back. I like being on the back seat. That's where I like being on the back seat. I'm preaching, but otherwise I want to be in the back seat. I don't want to be seen. So they got me up there and they started asking me a bunch of questions. And they asked me three or four things about shows. And what's the most romantic show you ever saw? I said, Somewhere in Time. They, woo! You know, all this stuff. This is foolishness, you know. But then I won the $50 guest certificate to take a girl out. And they picked the girl for me. And I went up there and gave her the $50 check. And I said, go find somebody to go with you. And she looked at me. What? I said, I don't want to go. I'm not very good at this. I don't want to go. God is able to cause all things to work for the good of them. The ways of God are deeper, higher than anything we see. According to the purpose to the called, the ones being called. Are you the ones being called? Are you in a New Testament church? You ought to be. Or see that Oklahoma business? You ought to be.
You ought to be.
Ought to be. You ought to be. That's where you ought to be. It's in the New Testament church, serving the Lord in a New Testament church. You need to do that. That's very important. It's important. It's eternally important, isn't it? Baptism is a real important thing. You can't see. There's where it opens your eyes or your heart when you join a New Testament church. Then you begin to see these things that the rest of the world does not see. In number 29 it says, because whom he foreknew, also he foreordained. He marked off beforehand, and this is the same thing as in Ephesians the first chapter. He marked you, branded you. You ever go to a cowboy in Vincent? You ever a cowboy at all?
Cowboy, I've gone to rodeos.
All right. Yeah. The cowboying is all different than rodeos. Okay. Cowboying is where you go out there in them hills. See there, that's Oklahoma too. I went out them there hills. And you gather the cattle up, and the young ones, you mark them. And then the mother has got a mark on her ear, on one part of the ear, and whatever. And you mark him according to her. So you'll know what family he came from or she came from. And you brand him and say you own him. When the Lord Jesus Christ saves your soul, you're branded and marked for eternity. And in a special way, you're marked off in special privileges when you join one of his New Testament churches. That's real special. Mm-hmm. For whom he foreknew, he also foreordained. To be changed together. That's what it says. To be changed together. Seen morphos. Seen there means to go together. And morphe means to reform completely. A caterpillar turns into a beautiful butterfly. Caterpillar is a wiggly looking, weird looking thing, sometimes not very pretty, but a butterfly, and that means when you're in this world, you're Satan's child. When you're born again, then you're God's child. And you're born of God. That's technos, the Greek word technos. Mm-hmm. That means you're a live birth. You're God's son. But when you're in the New Testament church, you have the privilege of being a wheels, an heir of God. An heir. That's different. That's real. I preached that the other night, didn't I? I think in the Hebrew class or something. Conform to the image, the icon. Here's where we get the word icon, ikinos. Of the Son, of the heir of Him. Ephesians 2 and 8 says, for in grace you're having been saved through faith, and that not out of you is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are created unto what? Unto good works. This is it. And to walk according to the image of the heir of the Son of Him. Eisto ene. To become like Him. To become like Him. Become like Him. You want to be like Jesus? Jesus ought to be your hero, not me. Remember when I used to preach at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church? I said, don't you be a Philipsite. Remember that?
Yeah, what?
Don't be a Philipsite. I want you to be a Christian. You remember that, Vincent?
No,
I said, don't be a Philipsite. Don't be a whateverite. You be a Christian. You follow Jesus. Follow me as I follow Jesus. Not me. Follow Jesus.
Paul had the same problem, didn't he?
Yeah, Paul had the same problem. He had the same problem. I am known as one of the greatest theologians living in the world today. That's what they say. I didn't say that's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know a lot about the Bible. I know Greek and Hebrew. I know advanced theology to the T, and the cross and dotting of the I and the crossing of the T. I can tell you every little thing how it works. All right? That's just the tools that God gave me. I'm going to give you the tools to learn. That's all, just the tools to learn. When I went to the seminary, Brother my God's Eternal Purpose teacher, Carl Farrar, I think of him, my heart bleeds for him. He taught me so much. He taught me to learn. He said, boys, he said, when you get through here 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years, he said, you're just going to get a license to learn. Brother Ray, did I get a license to learn there?
Mm-hmm.
Have I learned a lot in the last 35 years? Because
I
had a license to learn. Many people don't have it. You got to have scriptural baptism, one thing, to go a certain amount of distance. And I'm not talking about new lightism here. We're talking about the truth. Okay? But you got to have the tools. You got to know things. I know the difference between closed communion, open communion, and close communion. And most missionary Baptists don't know that, do they?
No.
They're all mixed up. They think they're practicing closed communion. They're not. Maybe they are, but they're doing it unscriptural if they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's close communion. I thank God that I have close communion with this church.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God that I do. Thank God that He gave me the opportunity to come and preach in a church that understands what I'm saying.
Amen.
Unto to be of Him the firstborn among many brothers. Verse 8 and 30. Moreover, whom He foreknew, these also He called. Is God calling you to a New Testament church? Is He calling you? Is He calling your heart? Is He calling you to service? What is He calling you for? Is He calling? Is He calling you to do something? Is He calling you to give part of more of your life up? It's not me that's doing this. It's God's calling you. If He uses His word to do it, that's His job. I don't have the power to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. He informed them, these also He called out. And whom He called out, that's church there, Brother Ray. Church is the ones called out, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Is he talking to the church here? Talking about the ones called out.
Mm-hmm.
These ones also He justified. And whom he justified, these ones also he glorified. You want to bask in the glory, the shining kind of glory of Jesus Christ today, you better do it in a real church. They talk about all these Pentecostal churches. I'm sure they got a lot of them here. They talk about being baptized in the Holy Ghost and all of this and getting the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the second blessing and all of that. You want that blessing. It's not there. It's here. We got it. We got the Shekinah glory leading us today.
Amen.
We got it. It's not something that we proudly do, but see, it's a privilege. A privilege. A privilege. Churches, how far does the church have to go to lose that? Probably a long way, huh?
Seems that way.
Seems like a long... God has a lot of leeway with us sinners. That's all. The called out, the church. He glorified. In the mind of God, he can see us in glory with him right now. If you want to be in that immediate glory, you know where you got to go.
Amen.
The ways of God are different than the ways of the world. I remember a long time ago, I went into Southern Baptist Church. And one preacher there was really, he was an old preacher. He saw the difference between the Landmarkers and the Southern Baptists. And they don't admit, but the Southern Baptists started going astray in 1950. Until 1950, Brother Ray, Southern Baptists, Missionary Baptists, same people. They're same. There aren't any difference. And there's a lot of Southern Baptist churches today that are sound. I've been in them. I've seen them. But he said, did you know Martin Canavan? I said, yeah, I know Martin Canavan. Well, he never amounted to anything. He's going to be licking his boots in eternity.
Amen.
Martin Canavan was a great man. And I'll tell you what, he did not compromise with the truth. I never saw a man more faithful to God dying in the pulpit. I took his place at CMBI. You know that, brother. Right? Mm-hmm. I took his classes after he died. He would have a heart attack. They'd put him in the hospital. He had arrhythmia like I got now. He didn't have medicine for this back then as much as they do now. And he'd just get where he couldn't hardly hold his head up. They put him in there. They shock him and try to get his heart back in rhythm again. And as soon as they turn him loose, he'd say, take me to the seminary. My class is going on right now. I can make that one. Take him right straight there. He'd go right in that class and start teaching. Congestive heart failure, just coughing every few, coughing up phlegm and stuff because he had congested heart failure. But he was there preaching. I learned something from him, Brother Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Farrar. Crippled all of his life, and a giant of a man. That tall, but a giant. Giant. God can make giants out of you. The ways of God are not the ways of man.
Nope.
Thank you for your call. Thank you for the opportunity to serve my Lord better, more freer. You don't know what it is to be out there where you don't feel like you're free to preach the Word of God.
Never been there.
Never been there.
Well, I never left.
Ben, I've gone in church. I've preached in all kinds of churches, all over. I preach in boxcars. I preach any place on the street, on mountaintops, on the creek, as you know. Wherever I can preach God's Word. And I've been in places sometimes where I've been in there. You've seen this. I went into a Northern Baptist church and preached there, and right after the service, they wanted me to have communion with them. They wanted me to do the Lord's Supper. And I said, I can't do that. What? We got to teach you better. And I said, I know better. You know, I can't do that. I've been in many churches. I went out there in Valley Acres. They wanted me to take the Lord's Supper with them one time before I was a member. I said, not until I'm a member of this church. You vote me in here, I'll take the Lord's Supper with you. Because this is an independent missionary Baptist church, but I'm not a member yet. That's the way it was. You have to go by your conscience, by what you know to be true. I got a good conscience tonight.
Yeah, I
think
you're
right. I got a good conscience. Thank you. Brother Ray, God bless you.
Well, everything's been officially put in order. I think there's one thing still we need to do, and I will say that have Brother Jim and Melanie come up here, and we can give you a good hug and a handshake and welcome you more so into this body. Would you guys come up? The church